This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
There's a tradition in tournament play. Not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
How can you not get pumped up by that?
Still sends chills down my spine. Mm. Just like in the movie Miracle, the same speech or a similar speech, right?
Yep. We've been reporting on this all morning. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, they were found dead in their New Mexico home along with their dog. Authorities reported no signs of foul play. Hackman, the two-time Academy Award winner known for The French Connection and Unforgiven, had a prolific career spanning over 80 films, and I literally could probably use the next 5 minutes just listing off the great films. Just amazing.
Won 2 Academy Awards, right? The last one for Unforgiven.
Correct. And you were asking what his last movie was. It was Welcome to Mooseport.
Oh, wow.
So I knew Carl would know that.
Ray Romano?
Was it with Ray Romano?
I think
so. I don't know.
Yeah. But, okay, let's just say it was Royal Tenenbaums.
I'll say it wasn't probably a great movie.
Well,
but
I mean, he was in so many serious films, but he was also a great comedic actor in a lot. I mean, I love the role he played in Superman.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor. Yeah, it was awesome.
Everything was great.
Yeah.
Like it was. We have another actress that passed away, Michelle Trachtenberg. Did I say it right?
Trachtenberg, wasn't it?
Trachtenberg?
Trachtenberg?
There's an R there.
We got it somewhere in there. She was known for Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl. She passed away at 39. She was found unresponsive in her New York City apartment with no sounds of foul play, although reports suggest she had recently undergone a liver transplant and complications may have been a factor.
So she was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She came in at the end of either season 4 or season 5 as Buffy's little sister. But for the first 4 seasons, Buffy did not have a little sister.
Oh.
So, magic, because magic, you know, it's about vampires.
Right,
stuff.
Right.
The unknown sister.
I watched her on Harriet the Spy. She's more my generation. And it's just so sad. Like, every time I hear about another death, I just think about, I know the saying, life is a gift. It can be really cliche, but this is a reminder. Like, our time here on Earth is such a little blip in the larger scheme of things.
They think she had liver complications.
She had a transplant.
Transplant. Mm-hmm.
And so all these pictures of her on social media, she looks like she's been ill.
Oh.
And people are like, yeah, shit, what happened to her? Well, now we know she had liver issues.
Right.
And so, but she still, but as Kim and Ethan said they still think of her as a little child, and she was almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
The Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery streaming bundle is proving to be a major success, with 80% of its 1.6 million subscribers from July to December still subscribed 3 months later. It's outperforming Disney's own bundle, Max, and even Netflix. Research firm Antenna calls it a game changer and a wake-up call for the industry, as cross-company bundles could become a key strategy. So,
how much is it? Does it say?
It didn't say. It's about the same as usually what it was.
And what does it include?
It's
Disney Plus.
The Disney Plus
and
stuff.
And Max.
And yeah, then you get Max with it. So it's Disney Plus and then ESPN Plus and then.
And Hulu.
Hulu. Okay. And Max.
The thing is, though, we don't know how long these partnerships will last. So let's just say that you get Disney specifically because you want the other ones. And you watch a couple of shows on Disney or movies or whatever, and then 2 years later, that partnership dissolves. It's just around
else.
And around
yeah,
we go. This
up.
Won't, yeah, this will never end.
It just seems like we're going back to cable.
Like trying to figure out where the next episode of, I don't know, Yellowstone or 1923 might air. I mean, they change it every season the new one comes out. You have to have some different access to some different channel to watch it. It's smart on their part. But it cost us all money.
Once again, the public service announcement, JustWatch.com. JustWatch.com tells you where you can find what show you're looking for.
Nice.
Just
do you own that domain?
No. Oh, okay. But if you sign in and you have an account with it, you can plug in the things that you have, and it'll tell you if you get it or not.
Oh, nice. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Go to justcarl.com.
Justwatch.com.
Yes. Just text Carl. His number is, I'm kidding.
I'll tell you. For a small fee.
It looks like Starbucks is cutting several of its less popular beverages starting March 4th as part of a 30% menu reduction aimed to improving efficiency and boosting sales. Drinks being removed include various Frappuccinos, white hot chocolate, and the Royal English Breakfast Latte. So if you you're out of luck.
I don't speak Starbucks. Like if I have to go there and I've picked up a
but
drink
you
for
know
my
people
daughter,
who do.
I've had to have somebody text me specifically all the words I need to say to get them whatever the hell it is they want.
Some people are really intense with their orders.
Yes,
shaken,
they are.
Two cubes of ice.
Yep.
Three pumps of this.
No, thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you. I'm all right. I'm good.
Get more at 971talk.com.